shit, he's waking up. Good morning, baby. What? No, calm down. You've not gone blind. You're in my bed. I've just got my blackout curtains closed. Here, let me turn the light on. There. Now then. Whoa, don't move too much. You've lost a lot of blood. How do you feel? Dizzy. Hmm? That's normal. And your neck hurts? Oh dear. Well, just let me kiss it better. Do you want some water? Let me pour you some. I brought some water up because I figured you'd be thirsty after what happened. What happened? Oh, you know, nothing much. Well, except for the fact you collapsed. Lost a lot of blood, which is why you're so pale, and why you might feel cold and weak. No! I mean, you don't need to go to the hospital. I can take care of you. I brought you back to my house to nurse you back to health. Please, just... You're fine, I promise. We can't go to the hospital. It's fine, just... What? Last night? It's hazy? Good. It's only natural. I mean, you did get hit around the head. Yeah, so we were walking home. Some guy started insulting me. You know, calling me a slut and all that. And you naturally wanted to defend my honor, so you got into a fight, which is why you got knocked out and why you lost so much blood. Why don't you have any bruises? Why is it only your neck that hurts? Well, whoa, calm down. Those holes you can feel on your neck are, knife wounds? Yeah, so the guy pulled a knife out. He tried to stab you and... You remember something? Well, you know, it's not good to dwell in the past. Live in the present. You remember me pouncing on you? And you saw my eyes red? My face full of hunger, my pale skin, my mouth. You saw fangs? Baby, I... Alright, I won't touch you. I... Yes, I'm a vampire. Baby, please, calm down. I... Alright, I get it. No need to get violent, I'm backing away. See? I'm away now, but please, baby, calm down. I know you're scared and angry at me, but please, let me explain. I promise I won't hurt you. If I wanted to kill you, I could have done, okay? Thank you. Now, if you've calmed down, I'll explain. So yes, I'm a vampire. Yes, I bit you and sucked your blood. I'm sorry, but I had no choice. You see, vampires, real ones that is, aren't quite like what you've seen in the movies. We can't turn into bats, and we actually do have reflections. But we do need blood. Human blood, ideally. Any mammal will do, but human blood is so much tastier and so much more filling, too. Like a huge banquet compared to eating a bag of Doritos or something. Anyway, like I said, we need blood. We need food, too, just like regular people. But we need blood as well. Without it, we'll grow weak and die. But it's more than that. Something blood allows us to do is disguise our true forms. If we've recently fed, we can darken and warm our skin, hide our fangs, and even go out in the sun without burning. So anyway, last night, you and I were out on a date, remember? It was great. We went out for a meal, and then we went to the club until the early hours. That was the problem. You see, we were both drunk, stumbling back here from some you-know-what, when the sun started coming up. Because it's summer, it's the worst time to be a vampire. And I, stupidly, hadn't fed before coming out, which meant my tank was low, as it were. As the sun hits my skin, I felt my last reserves beginning to be used up. My skin went pale, my fangs came out, and I felt my skin get hot, really hot. Humans get a little sore in the sun. Us? We burn. Literally. You leave a vampire in the sun for long enough, and they light on fire. I could feel my skin burning. I needed to get home. But we were drunk, and I couldn't make it. I'm sorry, but I fed on you. I know, you probably hate me, and you probably never want to speak to me again. Your clothes are in the washing machine, I'll go get them. You can leave, and I promise I'll leave you alone. What? You forgive me? But I attacked you. Thank you. Listen, this must be a lot to take in, so I... Am I okay? Well, yeah. I took just enough blood to get home. After you passed out, I carried you here, stripped you, and put you in my bed. Then I fed. Not on you, though. I have blood packs that I freed from. Not from humans, mostly. They're from animals. Ethically sourced human blood is expensive.
You're confused. I get it. You see, I'm not just a vampire.
I'm, well, I guess you could call me a vegetarian vampire.
It's quite popular nowadays, vampires who believe it's wrong to feed on unwilling human victims.
Because it is. So, I buy these blood packs, ethically sourced from animals, mostly cattle. There's a big community of vampires, you know. We're everywhere, if you know where to look. I didn't used to be like this. I fed on people. A lot of people. And killed a lot of them. I didn't at first. When I was younger, I used to only take enough to survive. But as I got older, I developed kind of a bloodlust. I liked feeding on people. I liked feeling them struggle and beg for mercy. I liked the taste of their blood. And I liked the feeling of them dying in my embrace. I met a guy, another vampire. We were close. Really, really close. He was just as fucked up as I was. We'd find a couple, invite them over for drinks and maybe a bit more. Then we'd pin them down and start feeding on them. Once we started having a foursome with a couple, and then pounced. I was sucking the unsuspecting guy's dick when suddenly, my boyfriend's kisses on his girlfriend's neck turned into bites, and she screamed. He tried to help her, but he couldn't, because he felt me pin him down, and my fangs bite into his cock, sucking the blood out from his quivering boner. The noises he made. Pleasurable, terrified agony. We fucked on top of their empty corpses. I can see it in your face. You're freaked out, and you're terrified of me. I know. I'm a monster. I'm totally with you on that, and I don't blame you for thinking so. But I'm not like that anymore. I hope. So anyway, eventually, we fucked up. Met a girl, went back to her place, and did our usual sex and dinner with her. Well, turned out that the fucking kinky bitch had a hidden camera in her room to film her hookups. When they found her body, her brother found the camera, and he saw everything. What we were, and what we did to her. He tracked my boyfriend down. I don't know how exactly what happened, but I don't think he really knew what he was doing. I came over to his house one day to find the guy bruised and cut, standing over my boyfriend's dead body with a knife in his vampiric heart. I was so angry. The boy looked at me and recognized me, but he looked terrified when he realized that he didn't have a chance without the element of surprise. I pounced on him. I tortured him. I made sure the last few minutes of his existence were complete agony. I made him happy to be allowed to die. I wept for days, mourning my boyfriend. For the first time in my life, I understood grief, pain, and loss. And I began to feel guilt. I began to regret killing all the people I'd killed. I started realizing that humans weren't just cattle. I realized that people were right. I was a monster. I considered killing myself. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. I was too scared. I talked to my brother about it. He said I should become a vegetarian. He helped me with it. He's been the most understanding. My parents don't approve of my new lifestyle, but they'd rather I drink blood packs than die. Oh yes, my whole family are vampires. It's hereditary. And don't worry, you're not going to become one. I have to specifically infect you with vampirism when I bite you. I wouldn't dream of cursing you with this. I like you too much. I mean, don't get me wrong, the enhanced strength is nice. And the ability to see in the dark, and the fact that I'll probably live to nearly 500 if I'm lucky. But trust me, it's not as great as it sounds.
You're really taking this better than I could ever imagine. Thank you. I'm sorry, are you okay with that?
Well, I know we've fucked before, but I didn't know if you were still okay with it. You know, after the last thing I did to you with my mouth.
Thank you.
Stick your tongue in.
Yeah, you feel that? Those are my fangs. Careful. They're sharp. So, I notice you're hard. I'm surprised. I figured you wouldn't have enough blood left in you for that. Typical human, always wanting sex. All right, fine, but I'm in charge. You're still too weak, and I don't want you getting overworked. And I have one other condition. We do this in the dark, because that's how vampires do it. Come on, it'll be fun. Great! Seriously, the fact that you're willing to still have sex with me after everything I told you is a huge relief. All right, now, let's go turn those lights off.
Well, look at you, trapped in a dark room with a vampire. Sucks to be you, I guess. Don't worry, I can see just fine. I can see how cute you are laying there, helpless, naked, hard. I'm naked too, you know. Well, you don't know, because you can't see me. A shame, I'm quite the looker. You might just have to imagine these vampire titties, I guess. You can play with them later, because right now, I want to suck your cock. What? It's not racist if I do it. Now lay back and let your girlfriend say sorry. Let me kiss your balls all better. Excited, aren't we? Those are some interesting noises. I've barely touched you. So how about I lick slowly up your cock? Now that tastes good. I definitely chose you well. Do you want this baby? Do you want this vampire to put your long, blood-filled pole in her mouth? So close to her fangs? Last chance to pull out. Good. I was hoping you'd say that. God, you taste so good. And I'm not just saying that. I love your cock. I love your moaning. So primal. So manly. I wonder how you'd react if I bit into your cock right now. Relax. I'm not gonna do that. It's just a thought. Oh yeah, that's it. Moan for me, baby. Moan for your sexy seductress. Show me how much you love me. You ready to come for me? I want to suck you dry, baby. Come. Come for me, baby. Oh God, that's good. Oh. I could do that all day. I love sucking you. I guess my vampire-ness is good for more things than I thought. Here, let me cuddle you. You're so warm. Must be all that blood in you. What was that for? My punishment? See, that would work better if I didn't actually like being spanked. But if you want to punish me, be my guest. Oh, that's it. I'm a bad girl. Here, let me get on my hands and knees. There, now spank away. Oh yeah, spank me, baby. I deserve it. I'm an abomination. Give me the spanking I deserve. Slap me straight to hell. Oh God, I'm... fuck, you're my pussy. Surprised you could aim in the dark like that. So what are you gonna do now, human? Pleasure yourself on my pathetic demon body? That's all I'm good for, after all. I don't deserve pleasure. Punish me, human. Oh my God, shit, where'd you get all this energy from?
I thought you'd be half dead after the sucking. Oh, wow. Fuck me, baby, please. Please, I'm sorry. I need to come, okay? Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. Oh, wow. Oh, God, that was amazing. Incredible. Hold me. That's it. Thank you. So I take it I'm definitely forgiven then?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Right now, though, I think we both benefit from a nap. You're still weak from my draining, and I sit up all night panicking about how much you hate me. When we wake up, I'll cook you something to eat, and we can cuddle and watch a movie or something. I'm thinking Twilight? Those werewolf boys are cute.